The P99 zero millisecond autocomplete post from Ruit Jan de Lange is one of those pieces that looks like a performance brag on the surface, but is actually a detailed systems engineering case study underneath. The claim, P99 latency of 0 milliseconds for autocomplete across 240 million domain names, is technically a rounding artifact, but only barely. The actual measured latency is so low that it rounds to zero at the 99th percentile. That's worth unpacking.
The architecture is clever. The core insight is that domain name autocomplete has a predictable structure. Most queries are short prefixes, the dataset is large but finite, and read performance matters far more than write performance since the domain name space doesn't change dramatically moment to moment. De Lange built a system using a compressed tri-data structure loaded entirely into memory, with aggressive pre-computation of common prefix lookups. The result is that most autocomplete queries can be served from CPU cache rather than RAM, which is where the extraordinary latency numbers come from.
What I appreciate about the post is that it doesn't pretend this approach is universally applicable. 240 million domain names is a large dataset, but it's still finite and relatively static. The same techniques don't translate directly to autocomplete over a constantly updating corpus or over data that can't fit comfortably in memory. The engineering lesson is about recognizing the specific constraints of your problem and exploiting them aggressively, not about a general-purpose fast autocomplete solution.
The HN comments on this one were interesting because several people pushed back on the P99 framing specifically. There's a statistical argument that P99 at 0 milliseconds could mask a P99. 9 or P99. 99, that's much worse. And that for latency-sensitive applications, you actually want to inspect the tail more carefully. De Lange responded in the comments with additional percentile data, which is exactly the kind of productive technical exchange the platform does well.
The UV wheel cache deduplication pull request is a smaller story but tells a meaningful narrative about Astral's development velocity. UV has become the dominant Python package manager in a remarkably short time. At this point, it's hard to remember that pip was the default for everyone just 2 years ago. This PR implements deduplication across the wheel cache, which means if you have multiple projects that depend on the same version of a package, UV now stores the binary wheel once rather than once per project.
The implementation uses hard links on file systems that support them, which is the right approach. It makes the deduplication essentially free at the storage layer without adding latency to installs. For developers who work across many Python projects, the disk savings can be substantial. The HN thread has some people reporting cache sizes dropping from tens of gigabytes to single digits. That's not a rounding error kind of improvement.
Hank Bond's post on code highlighting based on how much you care is the kind of experimental developer UX idea that Hacker News responds to warmly. The basic concept, rather than highlighting code purely based on syntax categories, keywords in one color, strings in another, comments in gray, Bond argues for highlighting based on semantic importance to the programmer. The code paths that are most critical to correctness, the functions that are most frequently modified, the areas where bugs are most likely to hide.
The idea draws on the attention management literature. The principle that our visual system allocates cognitive resources based on visual salience, and that traditional syntax highlighting uses color to distinguish categories that aren't necessarily the ones programmers need to attend to most. A string literal and a function call are syntactically different, but not equally important to understanding a given piece of code. Bond's approach tries to make the highlighting serve the programmer's actual cognitive needs rather than the language grammar.
It's a prototype and the implementation has real limitations. The importance weights are manually configured rather than automatically inferred, which puts the burden back on the programmer. But the underlying question is sharp. Does syntax highlighting as conventionally implemented actually help programmers read code, or does it just make code look like code? The comment thread has a lively debate about this.
And the Git tip, sorting branches by last commit date, is the kind of thing where you see it and immediately think, why isn't this the default? Ryan Greenberg's post shows the simple Git configuration that surfaces your most recently active branches first when you list them. For anyone working across multiple feature branches or juggling several repositories, this is one of those changes that quietly improves your daily workflow without requiring any new tooling.